here. Of course. Well, I feel like you and I are often talking, so I'm excited for us to do this in a more public forum. I don't know how much you saw, but I was saying how we have been friends for probably almost going on a decade now.
I think it has been, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Obviously, we met because of Katie, founder of Inner Glow Circle. I went through training. You were my coach trainer. And so if I'm a bad coach, I guess it's your fault, but I mostly will think I'm a good coach.
I hope you're not. I mean, clearly you're not, because if you're in the game of business for a decade, like, something's going right. So
yes. And you're at least learning, like, the foundational skills. And those of you who have followed Poppy Rove and now the product visionary for a while may know that I actively promote Inner Glow Circle. I think it is one of the, or is the top training program, especially for women, because it's female focused in the world. It's ICF accredited. You guys have grown to now multiple seven figures, correct? I mean, Katie literally started it on her bed. In her apartment.
I know, right? Flashback.
And I remember Katie and I became friends just a month prior to that, okay, because we had joined the same mastermind with Nisha Moodley. And her and I were kind of like around the same age. We had like similar family, like brothers, yeah, and things like that. And so we kind of hit it off because we were like the young plucky ones starting our own companies. Yeah. And then we met shortly after that because you were one of the first, I think, team members hired on.
If you would know the history of IGC too, is like, it was a women's circle that just kind of became a company, and now it's still a women's circle in many ways. Also with a lot of legit training, but yeah, it was one of those things that was just so natural. Like, I'm trying to remember, I'm like, who was actually like working there versus like, you know, how did it go? But yeah, I was essentially the first like partner that Katie had in IGC. And I mean, I think it's just cool to see women graduated from the program who, like you, have just evolved as business owners over the years. And now, like, we're rejoining forces to kind of talk about, you know, one of the themes for this month in IGC, which I think is perfect time that you're launching this, is around scaling.
Yes.
And you have kind of taken your coaching skills and scaled them in ways that like none of our other graduates have. And so I think it's super interesting. And I think that what you're launching now is going to help a lot of our coaches and people who are in service-based or mission-based businesses really be able to scale in a new and different way. So I'm glad that we're doing this. And there's no one else I would trust with this particular thing other than
Thank you. And so much so that you are actually joining Mission Merch. It's going to be you or a team member. So,
yeah. Which we didn't even say that yet, Crystal.
Sorry. You know, it's the unmedicated ADHD at the moment, like jumping the gun here. But yeah, I mean, like, so much so like that I think it says something that like you actually are also investing in this program as well. I would love to talk about, you know, IGC actually does have some of its own products, and we were talking about this recently. So do you want to share just like a little bit about your thoughts around like even IGC selling products?
So we kind of jumped, like, we're talking to people here, like, you know, everything about Crystal, myself, and maybe you do, but Crystal is the product visionary, hence her name. And she uses products or supports business owners in product development, launching products, and also launching, I would say, like, complementary products that support more of a service-based or mission-based brand. So if you have perused the IGC website, you may know that we have mugs and joggers and phone cases and, you know, random merch related to IGC and our mission and our core values. You can buy them. Their link is in our bio. And all of our 100% of the merch that we sell supports our scholarship fund. So that's kind of our mission with merch. And essentially, like, we are looking to up level the merch. Like, I don't think it's that impressive. We haven't updated it in a year or so. I mean, you guys don't buy stuff and support the cause, everyone, don't get me wrong. But one of the things that I really had on my heart and on my mind is to like make it better, because without our scholarship fund, we are losing a lot of our mission. So I think it really supports us in more ways. And I think that we have an opportunity to make it so much cuter. Like, that's true too. And I know a lot of coaches who want to do that. Like, I was in a call the other day, Crystal, and someone's like, what's something cute that you can send when you, like, sign a new client or especially a new high ticket client. They want something. People want something they can hold in their hands. I don't care what they say. I love a good gift. It's not my love language, but I love a good gift. So I love brands that also send you something. So I wanted you to tell us what are the top, and Crystal knows, she's been in the product business. Well, she's like born into it. Her family is Yeah, you can give a whole pitch. But I really want to know, like, what are the top five products for coaches and service-based entrepreneurs? Like, what can they actually sell that not only they can sell as like a stream of income, but would support their clients and what they're doing?
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of coaches, I mean, this is in no particular order, just more my favorites. But they're like the top most, I think, requested is coaches like mugs as you're picking up your Starbucks, right? We could be doing these in our own brand.
My French press broke yesterday, so I trekked it out early to get this.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, say you have a podcast, like, you could actually, like, even if it's just this iced tea from Starbucks, maybe you make a tumbler that's branded or some sort of mug, something like that, that you can drink. And it can be something to amplify your mission. So, you know, truthfully, the only person that's going to want to buy something with your logo on it is probably going to be like your mom and yourself, which is great. Like, you should have support, maybe a husband, boyfriend, I don't know. But like, you know, some of your good friends. And IGC is, I think, one of those exceptions because it is a school. It's kind of like college, where like when I went to Syracuse, I don't even like orange, but I have a lot of orange Syracuse t-shirts. And like, I really need to send them someplace to be made into a quilt. But like, you know, I did that because I felt I'm like born and bred in New York. And if I went to IGC and signed up, I could be seeing it very similar now, that like, if you guys had merch 7-8 years ago, when I went through coach training, I would have bought something right away.
I'm going to have to send you some. Well, maybe I should send you some after we make it better.
Yes. I will happily be a product tester. Then of course, like a lot of coaches, journals are a really great option for you. I actually had Elizabeth from the Globe Effect when I signed up with her to launch my podcast, which is coming in the next month, that she sent me her Glowing and Growing journal, which I thought was super great, super smart. Again, what you were talking about of like a new client signs, you send them merch.
I love her stuff. I have one of her candles and it smells so good. I don't even want to light it because I don't want it to be over. It's like the cutest candle. It's on my dining room table.
I don't have her candle, but we are so... Part of what I'm also going to be showing in a more public fashion while we go through Mission Merch is that those of you who may be watching this and have followed the product visionary and prior, it was Poppy Rowe, know that I'm relaunching my brand this year. Part of what I'm also doing is creating merch, and I have candles that I'm going to be making that are visionary candles. So you can put it up on and like kind of get into that sensory. You know, obviously candles are also a great product that you can have as a coach. The like sensory experience of lighting a candle, like especially, you know, if you're on the life coach side, like more like that ritualistic aspect of it, I think is really great as well. And then also I think oracle cards are honestly like an under like utilized thing by a lot of coaches. Now I think you may actually be Catholic too, but I'm Catholic. And so when I went through my conversion process, because I am an adult convert, I had to burn all my tarot cards, and I don't inherently believe they're evil. I have now since purchased like some Golden Girl ones, but you know, I think if you're on the spiritual side, creating ones that work for your brand is really awesome. But I'm actually also in the process myself of creating a values deck, which is some like you have all the names of the values on them, and you can use that for branding purposes, or even myself in my own ADHD journey working with my coach. I'm like, is everything okay over there?
I have this funny one too. I actually got this at like Fred Siegel and I were on one of our outfit trips, but this is like musicians oracle. Like they can be funny.
Can be fun. They can be an extension of your personality. Like I could see myself, like I love the Golden Girls, so I purchased those. Maybe that's even something that like that kind of idea, like where you have something that's just an extension of your person.
They're so cute. It's like Nina Simone. Oh my God. I could go on and on. All right, I don't want to hijack. Look at David Bowie. Oh my God.
I love
your little message.
Plus, it's a good red. Mission Merch is like our big color you'll see on the website is red, which works well because Inner Glow Circle, IGC, is also very red as well as one of your brand colors. So, then I think, am I missing one there? I think I only said four.
Wait, we said candles, journals, mugs, oracle. What, I mean, I think. Like t-shirts and sweatshirts,
hoodies, like, yeah,
our phone cases did really well because life coaches are always on the phone, so it kind of, you know, it just depends what your function is. Like, I feel like if you want to have stuff for your team or for your photo shoots, that's a little bit different than like client facing. But I mean, ultimately, tell me if I'm right or wrong about this, Crystal, like if you know how to launch a product store, you could essentially be adding new products all the time.
You can. And what I think is really amazing, and we'll be talking about this in Mission Merch, of like how you actually create your own model for your brand and what your goal is for your merch, is really figuring out what does work for you. You can be doing continual launches where you're, you know, creating new types of merch. There's one company, and I apologize, I'm forgetting their name now, but they like do merch every month. It's a workout company and it's virtual, and they have an affirmation every month. So they put out their own products where they have affirmations on like workout pants and different things. So like for that, it really emphasizes the purchase, creates more of a community. With IGC, you were just talking about how you guys use it for a scholarship component. I know so many coaches that want to raise money for a charity and have a charitable component. So there's ways that you can set up products where, unlike myself, who launched an international, like original physical product through my own apparel brand, you don't have to create everything from scratch. And I think that was the thing that, for me, having grown up as a third generation entrepreneur, and we had over 1,000 physical retail stores, we didn't create a lot of the products ourselves. We actually purchased them, and it was in the entertainment world. So you had a lot of the, like, you know, concert tees and, like, you know, posters. And there was definitely, like, I remember there being like a lot of Hanson and like Taylor Swift.
Oh my God, Hanson.
Back in the day. But, you know, like, that, to me, I started out seeing merch for musicians and movies and like what I grew up in, but we're really evolving now into this aspect that, you know, you as a coach can really take it and build your own universe and build your own like fandom and build your mission with products. And
Hi, it's PP Wright, ITC graduate and Six Figure Certified Coach. If you're wondering what it takes to be in the long haul with building your coaching business and diversifying your income streams through PCC credentialing, getting corporate contracts, and working with other universities and companies as a coach, then I want to invite you to our upcoming workshop, Scale Your Skills, on April 23rd at 8 p.m. This is a great opportunity to learn something new about our additional programs within IGC, and also a really fun way to figure out what it takes to have a long-lasting coaching business. I'll be there, of course, and I would love to see you. If you want to register for free, you can use the show notes down below or the description in the YouTube video to register and learn more. See you there.
And, you know, everybody might know who Taylor Swift is. I worked on her styling team well over a decade ago. It was actually on her Red Tour. And so it was when she was dating Harry Styles and everything. And she,
she's like a Taylor aficionado.
I know you are not.
Sorry. But I have no clue what you're talking about.
The Red Tour was when Taylor Swift like blew up. She crossed over and she became mainstream. Okay. So it was actually like a big thing. Her stylist, who I worked under, was the most powerful stylist in Hollywood. There's a ranking from Hollywood Reporter. Like, it was kind of a big deal for me to be employed by the team. And I mean, I was only like 6 months into doing this, like, as my profession at that time. And so it was really amazing to be a part of this pop culture moment with everything. And it tied into what I had actually grown up around, which was, you know, entertainment retail. But everyone may be aware, which I know you, like women growing their businesses, Taylor Swift is now a billionaire, right? So one thing that's really interesting is that she continues to do like limited edition vinyls and different merch herself. And she has a lot of her network actually thanks to physical products. And Psychology Today actually, there's like study after study that like I've read that only emphasizes how physical products actually affirms like your purchase, builds community, and it helps create more a tangible experience. So for coaches who a lot of times are doing, you know, more inner transformation, like, yes, you may help someone build a business, but this is a tangible experience of like inner transformation that you're helping someone make. So I think it's a powerful experience to not only like affirm a purchase and send a candle or a journal, further continues customer loyalty, that like mission building, community building. And I think like there are so many possibilities that people can have raising money for charitable organizations or just creating another income stream. Yeah.
And I think what I love about, like, before we wrap up, what I love so much about this particular program that you're running is, A, I think it's a really easy investment. It's not expensive, everyone. And we have a, what do I have, a 25% off coupon code?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
If you want the coupon code, just DM us Mission Merch, or just say, like, give me the code. We'll respond either way. But DM us so we can get it to you. The link will be in the bio, too. But, like, I would go into wanting to get merch for my company, thinking this is so cool, and then I would completely freeze because I'd be like, I don't know how to do it. Like logistics, shipping, boxes, items, like to me, that's like, whoa, my head is like, I can't. But like Crystal's going to walk you through every step. So I'm going to read them to you because I am taking this course, okay? Because I am cannot handle the tiny details. If you're a visionary, you may understand what I'm saying. So we're going to cover the mission. It's 6 weeks. It's live. Like it's an accelerator. You're going to get your stuff launched within 6 weeks. So she's going to cover the mission. She's going to cover the vision. She's going to help you decide on the exact merchandise that you want to start with. So like what merch are you actually selling or offering? She's going to help you figure out how to produce it. So like get the pictures taken of it, right? If needed, or like actually make it a thing.
Both. Yes. Yeah. Like have visuals. There's ways you can do it without having to do a whole photo shoot. We also will have a supplier guide. So depending, I'll go through the different like options of what you can do, because there is white labeling, there is drop shipping, so many things where like, even when I researched this years ago before having my own brand, I was like, what the heck? There's like so many.
That's how I feel now. I'm like, I'm so confused. Give me the easiest, and that we have the easiest, but I don't love the easiest. That's why we're going through like it's not the best. Like I want you to teach me better production and then implementation. So she's going to go through the whole tech side. So over the 6 weeks, I'm telling you, this is so affordable too for everything you're offering. So there's 6 trainings and 6 like co-working sessions, right? Where you're actually going to be there to like help individual people / brands, like figure out what to do. So like, she's going to talk to you about the implementing, which is like the tech side of things, which, you know, actually allows someone to go to your website and make a sale. Also one of those things where I'm like,
what you tell your team, right? Yeah. Like, so have like a VA or whatever, like we'll give you that, like I'll give you the actual resources and you'll have a guide to know how to do it. And we'll have the co-working sessions too. So we can actually go and look at your site if you're having tech issues, like, code and stuff like that. I'm not saying I will do your code or whatever, but I might be able to help you like in a way that not everybody can, to actually go into your website and like get into the nitty-gritty of like putting it too. So
I love it. So I'm going to, I think we have a question. Oh, hey, Annette, wouldn't you need to have a coaching brand before merch? Is there an order? I don't know. I feel like you could have, as long as you have a brand, you could absolutely sell physical products first.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't just for coaches. It's for service providers or podcasters. So if there's a mission you have in the world, I don't see why you can't create merch. And so...
Because you don't actually have to, like, pay for it. It's not like you're putting all of this merchandise in your house and, like, hoping to sell it.
Exactly.
Like, even, you see, we don't have the merch. It's... What is it called, Crystal? Where it's, like, once they buy it, then these, like, white labeling companies basically, like, make it and ship it, right?
Yeah. So I'm not sure exactly what you guys use, but it's probably some version of drop shipping where it's basically a print on demand.
Yeah. Print on demand. That was the language I was trying to think
of. Okay. Yeah. I figured that's the direction we're going based on what I know of IGC products. And then, you know, if there's embroidery on demand, there's different things you can do. Even, you know, I, in the list, you'll, or like in the resources, you also, like there's a mug company which is started by someone I know, which is very like reputable, and they do on demand, but there's options beyond that. Like say you do want to get stuff for an merch for events, like you can do that as well. But yeah, I hope that did answer her question. I mean, you don't have to have a coaching brand that you've had established at this point, but it is for service providers. So coaches are just one part of this,
larger. I also see it working so cute for podcasts. Yeah. I know a lot of coaches or people who have a podcast that then want to add coaching. Actually, one of the podcasts I've been listening to like a psycho, it just started as a podcast. Now she's offering coaching and she has merch, but it all stemmed from the podcast. I think that could also be true for a book or a blog. I mean, I'm getting really excited about this, but we have to go. Thank you for being here.
We do. Thank you for coming. Thank you everyone who showed up and for that really great question. If you have any more, I will answer them in the stories if you're not watching us live, but you can DM, give me the link, or just comment, give me the link and the discount code, and we will get you hooked up with the exclusive IGC discount. So I'm so excited to support Live IGC and all of you who are specifically joining us because maybe you're a coach. So thank you again, and I'll see you all soon. Bye.
Thanks, girl. I'll see you in class.